I'm JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to the day.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So how did, and we got to go back and explain this because, of course, the Dow Jones was on Saturday our time. We opened up in reaction to that. And we went down, but it wasn't the end of the world, was it?
No. So nasty sell-off in offshore markets Friday night. So, yes, it was with some trepidation, Mike, that we watched and waited for our market to open yesterday morning. And a bit of context, of course, that those tweets that caused some of the drama and some of that stuff that caused the drama Friday, that continued through the weekend. Of course, you had the G7 meeting pushing on as well in Biarritz. I have to mention Trump delivering his usual disdain for climate change. He said he doesn't want to lose US wealth on dreams or windmills. And he knows more about the environment than most.
That
You'd be
true.
Pleased to know that, wouldn't you? But he sort of doubled down on that trade stance over the weekend as well by saying, you know, he had second thoughts about being tougher. And remember, the US market sold off. NASDAQ was up almost 3%. So our share market fell 1.31%. So pretty resilient, really. And the comment I want to make is that at this stage, we're still seeing sort of buyers stepping up to the plate, because one of the question marks we have at the moment is sell-off, say, offshore. How present would these local buyers be, these buyers that have this desire for yield, desire for dividend? You know, would they step up and slow and sort of soften our response to any offshore weakness? And yesterday, the evidence would seem to suggest that perhaps they will. The Kiwi dollar had an interesting day. Mike, came into the day around 64 cents when we spoke yesterday morning. Fell away quite sharply down under 63.50. But there was quite a bit of focus on what was happening with the Chinese central bank yesterday. Sort of where were they going to set their currency at the daily setting? Some suggestion they'd send a message through that currency setting back to the US. And there seems to be the Kiwi taking a bit of its cue from what's happening on that Chinese currency. In the end, that was fairly uneventful. So the Kiwi's recovered back to 64 cents. Interest rates a little bit lower. A few company results yesterday as well. Chorus, Mike, a bit of a surprise there. CEO Kate McKenzie announced she was leaving at the end of the year. That wasn't expected. There's only three women CEOs on NZX 50 companies. She is one of them. The A2 and Spark, they also have female CEOs. Chorus, looking for a modest improvement in dividends. That's important for investors. Net profit took a little bit of a hit. Fixed line connections continue to fall. There's that fall in traditional voice services. Do you have a landline, Mike?
Of course not.
I mean, how many people actually have landlines?
Katie made the mistake of saying no one's got a landline, and then was inundated by 9,657 people going, I do.
Well, I can't even find one. I don't think we've got one somewhere anyway. Meridian, boomer result, record profit. Well done, Meridian.
All right. And now the wine. This is the most important part of the morning, of course, the New Zealand Wine Growers Annual Report. And what are we? Is the Cabernet still on the rise, Andrew?
Yes, it is. I mean, look, I get very excited about this. Yes, my favourite export industry. Wine industry travelling well. Total export value for the year up 6%. $1.83 billion worth of exports for June 2019. Mike, if you translate that to retail value, that's over $7 billion worth of wine being sold around the world. No way to go. 270 million litres. Interesting comment around Marlborough land. Apparently, PwC have done some modelling, and approximately only 5,000 hectares of commercially viable productive land left in Marlborough. So they're going to have to start working on value and productivity there. Sauvignon Blanc obviously dominating. Wine tourists, Mike. Wine tourists spend more, stay longer, visit more regions than the average tourist. And we've got to look forward to 25th of September 2019. That's the anniversary, 200 years of wine growing in New Zealand. I will remind you closer to the date. Don't worry about it.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
25,790 on the Dow. Dow bouncing back a little bit because China wants to come to the table, don't they, according to Trump. Up 0.6%. The S&P 500, 2866 now, up 19.68%. And the NASDAQ, 7818, up 0.87%. The FTSE 100, 7094, down 33. The Nikkei, 20261. They lost 450 yesterday, 2.17% fall. Shanghai Composite, 2863, down just over a percent. ASX 200, 6440, lost 83. And the NZX 50, as I said, 10,483, down 139 points, 1.3%. On the currencies, against the US, 0.6392, 0.9424 Aussie, 0.5755 euro 0.5227 pounds, 67.84 yen, gold $1,528, and Brent crude $58.69.
Superb work. I will see you for the middle of the week tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.